My beautiful friends, and welcome back to Too Smart For This. It's your host, me, Alexis Barber. It's always me, every time, because it's my podcast. Okay, so this week, it's 3/21, which I think is like the spring solstice, which means it's officially spring, officially Aries season. I'm an Aries rising, so this is like my season, I feel like. Around this time every year, I get super motivated and excited about the future and like super into personal growth and like getting my shit together. So for this week's episode, I want to talk about some super good habits and like healthy habits that have changed my life. And the reason I'm doing this now is because I did this about 6 months ago. You guys absolutely loved this episode. And so I want to share some more habits that have really helped me acclimate to having a way busier, way less predictable schedule, because if there's anything I've learned over the past 6 months, it's that life is never going to be balanced, okay? Your day is always going to look crazy. Something random is always going to get thrown into your life that ruins your plans. My day almost never looks like how I planned it to look the night before, and that's okay. If there's anything I've learned, it's basically that like you need these healthy habits to keep you afloat so that when crazy stuff does happen or when things do get in your way, you still feel like you have something, one, to come back to, and that you're generally pretty good at taking care of yourself. And so these are not to make anyone feel bad and be like, oh, I need to start doing more things or whatever. It's really just like inspiration so that like when you are thinking about your lifestyle as we enter spring and summer, which is really busy, that you have a little bit more like that might help you out. So let's get started. Now, the first one, I probably talked about this in September as well, but it still rings true, is getting enough protein in your diet. So this was something I wasn't doing for a long time. And over the last year, it's really changed the game for me because it helps me stay more satiated and it helps my muscles recover a lot better and look a lot more toned. And a lot of people had asked me, like, because I've had like a really great like fitness sort of change in my body over the past couple of months. And a big reason for that has been my focus on protein. And it's also really important because it's just such a essential nutrient for us. Having muscle and building muscle is what helps build our metabolism, which is what makes it easier for us to break things down, which basically helps with our overall health. So for protein, something that I really love to do is have a lot of like protein snacks that I go to throughout the day so that when I have my big meals, I can focus on enjoying those meals. And obviously they're all gonna have between 20 and 30 grams of protein usually anyway, but when my snacks really serve as my like supplementation for my protein. So I, in the morning, tend to have either a big protein shake or I have 2 eggs, 3 like turkey sausage links and a protein yogurt so that by the time I leave the house, I've had 40 grams of protein. Now, this is hard for me to do on the days that I have 8:30 a.m. classes. So what I will do on those days is I will take a pre-made protein shake with me and like drink it in class. And I like the Only What You Need, the OWYN ones. I just think I really try to gravitate towards things that are organic, and these are organic, and that's why I like them. For a while, I was drinking the Premier Protein ones, which taste really good, but there was something geriatric about them that I didn't love. And I was like, there's gotta be chemicals in here that are not good for me. So I like to get the bad chemicals in my life from alcohol because I like to go out. So I'm not gonna get them from a geriatric protein shake. So I switched to the organic ones and I like them. So those are like my morning protein. For my snacks, you guys know I love Chomps. Chomps sponsor me. I fucking love Chomps. I love them so much. And then I love a Think Thin bar as well. And then for my protein yogurt, I get the Oikos 000 protein yogurt. It has 20 grams of protein in it, and those are really good. So I recommend all of that. Get your protein in, girls. It's going to change your life. It can make it way easier for you to not overeat, and also your muscles are just going to look better. You're going to look more toned. So you're welcome. Next up is stretching more. As a collective species, we do not stretch enough, and flexibility is such a huge indicator of health. So for me, And for me, it's very important because I get sore. I get really, really, really sore. Like it's not cute how sore I get. I can't walk after I do too much. It doesn't matter if it's like not a lot of weight or if it's whatever. Like I get really sore. So I have to do a couple things to like take care of my muscles. And one of them is spending at least 10 minutes after my workouts stretching. So I do a little stretch routine with my legs, and then I've been rolling out. And so I will roll out like all sides of my leg, like 10 times each, and I'll stretch, and then I'll do like sauna 2-ish times a week. I wish I could do more than that, but my hair. So that's something that like I think will that helps everybody, is that flexibility. And at night, I like to do a couple of night stretches, like just in bed, so that the next day I wake up feeling like refreshed and good. And it's just like, if we thought about our flexibility, guys, like we're getting old. We need to be more flexible. We need to stretch. So make it a priority to stretch more. The next is something I talked about last time, but still rings true, and something I'm actually getting back into because I fell off for a little bit, and that is closing shifts at night. So I have a little reminder to do a closing shift at night, and this is when I can set like a 10-minute timer and get my life together for the next day. So that means I'm putting the dishes away from dinner, I am hanging up my coat and my jacket, the things I like threw around the place, throwing out the trash, like picking up the apartment, fluffing the pillows, and then like wiping a couple things down. And you set like a timer for 10 minutes at night to just tidy up. And then you're always going to feel inspired to set yourself up for success for the following day. So even if I don't feel like packing my lunch or laying my clothes out, now that I have that timer going and I sort of like got the apartment clean, I'm like, oh, I may as well do the things that are good for me. And so something I do at night is I have sort of like developed this habit of when I'm like brushing my teeth at night is when I will like naturally gravitate into my closet and pick out my outfit for the next day. So if you can do things like that, like habit stacking in your like closing shift, it's a lot easier so that you don't feel like overwhelmed by having to do one more thing before you go to bed. But also you're helping your future self because you are choosing your outfit, which reduces your morning decision fatigue, and you are like picking up your apartment so in the morning you don't feel overwhelmed by having a dirty apartment and can actually get to work or get to the next thing you need to do, or you're packing your lunch so that you're not struggling to figure it out the next day, or like if you wake up late you're not in a rush and have to eat something that was like expensive and that isn't good for you. So doing that closing shift at night, the difference between the closing shift I talked about last time and the closing shift I'm talking about now is setting that 10-minute timer. So I get the alarm that goes off and then I sit there, I'm like, ugh, I can give myself 5 minutes. I can give myself 10 minutes to just do what I need to do tonight. And it's never as annoying as you think. And it's always so worth it the next day. The next is my sleep routine. So I talked about this before, but sleeping on your back is super, super important for a couple of reasons. It's just overall good for you. And also it helps reduce wrinkles. So I have made my sleep routine very flawless. The main point I want to make is like sleep on your back. And if you want to do this, the best thing to do is get a pillow that can go under your knees so that you can better like, so that your knees aren't like uncomfortable, because that's why a lot of us like go to our sides, is because like our hips and our knees are uncomfortable. I have a pillow that goes under my knees, and then I have like a cervical pillow that like keeps my head in place so that I don't like, so that it prevents me from going like side to side. And that's really helpful too. But the main point here is that like, make your sleep routine really exciting for you, because sleep is actually the most important thing in our lives, okay? So what I like to do is I have my magnesium drink or my little like Beam Dream drink that I look forward to every night because it tastes so amazing. So if you can find something like that that works for you, that's great. The Beam Dream actually tastes like a Reese's peanut butter cup, which is why I love it so much. So highly recommend. And then at night, I have my white noise going. I've also recently been putting on the superhuman like sleep affirmations, where she'll basically just like read you affirmations in your sleep. Hopefully it's reprogramming my subconscious mind, because like, honestly, we have so much work to do up there. And then I have my red lights going, which helps promote melatonin production. My heatless curls, I've been doing heatless curls at night so that the next day I can wake up like feeling good. And then my eye mask. My eye mask is sort of like something that makes me feel like it's okay to go to sleep. Like having that pressure on my eyes feels so good. Mine is a 3D one so that it doesn't get in the way of like my lash extensions. And so I really love doing that and like having a really good solid sleep routine that like doesn't make me feel crazy. And as I said before, when I'm getting ready for bed, I am typically like doing that little closing shift. So I'll do my closing shift, I'll brush my teeth, choose my outfit for the day, And then in the bathroom, I like to turn on affirmations or something like that, that's going to help me like get out of my head. I put my phone in the bathroom. So I sleep with my phone on a charger in my bathroom so that I have to wake up in the morning and turn it off. And this is super helpful for me because I hate the sound of that freaking alarm. And once you get up out of bed, you're so much more likely to like stay out of bed and do what you need to do. I have run into resistance with this, like especially when I'm really overwhelmed, but it's the act of like trying every night and like setting that intention that I think ultimately has a longer term impact. So put your phone in a different room when you sleep. The next like healthy habit is kind of more of like a mindset shift that I've been using. And this is reframing my overwhelm, because when you're doing a lot of cool stuff, you're gonna get overwhelmed. When you have a really awesome like existence in life, you're gonna get overwhelmed. So instead of seeing my overwhelm as I have to do this, or I have too much to do, it's too much on my plate, I really like to reframe it to I get to do this, or look at this great opportunity that I have. And this is a tactic I like to use when I am getting like scared of like everything that has to get done. And when there's things I really can't take off my plate because they were commitments that I made. And so, for example, like I was feeling really overwhelmed before I went home to see my family for my mom and my aunt's birthday. And I was like, oh, I have to go home. Like there's so much I have to do for all this. And I reframed that as being able to like celebrate the women that have raised me is such a blessing. And I'm going to prioritize that because that's what is most important to me right now. And that took the like stress of packing and all that stress that comes with travel and preparing for someone's birthday, that took it to a lower level in my head to where I was able to focus on those things and do them from a place of like love and instead of a place of like franticness, you know what I mean? So reframing your overwhelm from have to get to is such a good place to continue to come back to. Okay, the next healthy habit that I've introduced is starting my day with electrolyte and colostrum water. So I know we always need to like hydrate after we wake up. And I started doing this because honestly, I got the colostrum, the Armora colostrum, and I was like, wait, this probably doesn't taste good on its own, but you can't put it in hot drinks. So I was like, okay, let me put my like liquid IV and my colostrum in one. So I've been doing that pretty much every morning for like at least like 2 months. I see a huge difference with my hairline. Like I'm definitely like growing back hair. My digestion is really good. And it feels really great to start my day on that like healthy note and to start with rehydrating. And if you take ADHD medication, you know that like it like hypes you up in the morning. And so it's really nice. And it also dehydrates you throughout the day. So I love to have something that's hydrating me and like getting me back on track for the rest of the day, especially because I usually drink black coffee, which also is dehydrating. So good to start your day off on that note. I don't have an electrolyte that I'm obsessed with personally. I rotate between a bunch of them. I want to try Element. I don't have that one, but I do have Liquid IV sugar-free because regular Liquid IV has a lot of sugar, which is defeats the purpose because it's supposed to be water. And then I have Drip Drop too, and I like both of those equally, but I do want to try Element out because I hear such good things. But all there's like the variety packs, and like I don't want like orange salt tasting water. Like I want like a nice like lime or something like that. You know what I mean? So yeah. Okay, the next healthy habit is to figure out what you're eating. And I say this because I find it so hard to cook for one when you are someone who lives alone, or when you don't have any idea what you're doing this week. And so what I have done a pretty good job coming around with is having backup meals in my freezer from Trader Joe's that I can always reach for, and having a better idea of how much I'm actually gonna eat that week, and making a plan and ordering groceries every Sunday. If I have time to go to Trader Joe's, I like to go on Monday mornings, but sometimes I don't. So on the weekends, I will like order my groceries. That way it's like a 10-minute thing that like I don't have the excuse of not like figuring it out and not eating at home that week because I didn't have time to grocery shop. Like it takes 10 minutes and it comes to your door. And almost every week, now that I say this, it probably won't happen anymore, I get like a random like Uber Eats or Postmates or DoorDash like free delivery on groceries. So it's almost like stupid to not use that, you know what I mean? So always look for those promotions and don't see ordering groceries as something that's like significantly more expensive than going and getting them yourself. It is annoying when you get an Instacart shopper that's a man and who can't actually do anything, but highly, highly recommend making sure every week that you are prioritizing eating at home, prioritizing a 10-minute sprint that's like, here's what we're eating this week, because what you put into your body makes such a difference on your life. That's why something like the Subscribe and Save for my favorite bars, my favorite protein shakes is so important for me, because that's like my livelihood, my, you know what I mean? So making sure that you know what you're going to eat, whether you're subscribing to HelloFresh or you're subscribing to Freshly or getting your meals made, like it's a priority to rethink, especially as we enter into the spring and summer season. I'm really excited this spring and summer to be going to the farmer's market on the weekends and making meals with seasonal produce, because that's something, it's kind of like a hobby that helps me come back to myself. And it's also something that I just love doing because I love supporting farmers. When I was younger, my aunt and uncle, their family had a really big farm outside of the town that I grew up in. And so I have like a soft spot for farmers because I know how much work went into their farm and they eventually had to close it down. And so, yeah, I can't wait to go to the farmer's market and make that like a little Saturday morning routine. And my final healthy habit that I've been doing is that I switched from lifting weights with the like classic, like in the gym type of vibe to doing shorter strength and Pilates workouts. So I switched from doing the Alive app with Whitney Simmons, which I love. I just like felt like the workouts were too long for the lifestyle I wanted to live. And I find that if I don't work out every day, it's harder for me to do anything consistently. I'm kind of an all or nothing person. I can't just do the 3 days a week, hour long. It's way easier for me to do 5 days a week, 30 minutes each. So I switched to the Form Pilates platform. It's by Sammy Clark, I think. And it has daily workouts that are like on a schedule. So Monday through the weekend, they give you like a schedule of workouts and they are usually under 30 minutes. They are very effective for me personally. And they are strength and Pilates based. So there is strength. So you are using some weights sometimes and you are like really focusing on building muscle. And then the Pilates part really helps with the mind-body connection, that core strength, the posture that all of us love so much from Pilates. And it's something that like I'm doing their 6-week challenge, and it's been super helpful for me so far. Plus, it's such a good like transition. I personally want to use it to like get strong enough to where I can try out a Pilates class. I'm not a big class girl. I get like scared of classes. So I want to use this to like build up my strength so that I can like try one and see if I like it, so I can be a Pilates princess this summer. So yeah, that's my last little health tip, is if you're not feeling your workout routine or your current like status, try something new. I'm giving it a real shot by doing this like 6-week challenge. And so I really hope that it is effective and actually works for me. So yeah. All right, guys, that is my healthy habits that are gonna hopefully change your life, have changed my life, are really effective. And I hope that your spring is feeling really great. I talked about spring glow up tips last week, and I hope you guys are implementing them, that you've done your like closet clean outs, that you've got new socks and underwear, and that you have a vision board for how you want these next few months to go, because that is so crucial, because we are the creators of our lives and we forget that sometimes. So love you guys so much. Don't forget to subscribe, like this episode, share it with a friend, follow us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram @2Collective. I love you guys so much. And don't forget that you are too smart to not love yourself.